Now, we'll be in the Tzom Vayelech. It's a Shabbos for Rosh. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael there are consequences. And he tells them there's no such thing as life without without nisyonos. I had a cousin, Oliver Shalom. He was a businessman, but he had tremendous diversification. He once confided in me, if he was in a room and there were $5,000 in cash on a table, he would not be able to withstand the nisyon of taking that money, even though he knew it was Geneva. Don't understand. Okay? Unfortunately, he paid a very serious price when the federal government took away all of his property. There are consequences. And the sooner you learn consequences, the better it is. Now, Moshe's speaking to people. Moshe's speaking to them. And what does he tell them? He tells, "Vishhaga b'shamo as divrei ha'olah hazos." We accepted the Torah with brachos and klalos. And someone will say, okay, shalom li'ah, it'll be good for me. B'shiris li'bi eilech. I'll do what I want. Raman sol tzoro. Raman kosh brachos lo yoba Hashem slachon. There are consequences. V'yesh l'chem shorish po'er rosh v'lano. The Farshim says, sometimes it can be a little showish and it comes out. That's approximately where we're living today. We're living at the end of history. Living at the end of history. And I say, what happened to Klal Yisrael? And it says because they didn't keep the Torah. So whenever you want to analyze anything that's happened to Klal Yisrael, will they keep the Torah or we don't keep the Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to shake us up. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a very interesting question. It's a machlokas. Mashiach will come with tshuva of Klal Yisrael, even without tshuva. So then, the Gemara asks a question. Tshuva depends on Bechira Chofshis. If Klal Yisrael will never do tshuva, maybe Mashiach will never come. No. Because we're not going to tolerate it. He's going to shake us up so badly, we'll have to do tshuva. I mean, there's something deep in the neshama of each Jew. That says, I want to do good. But he's under pressures, the taivis, social pressures, financial pressures, all sorts of pressures. The Yisogot of the Rambam. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put unbelievable, shake us up so you can't imagine. And then the real Jewish neshama comes out. So there are two things. And the Mefarshim said, The end, Klai Yisrael will do tshuva. But the question is, what is it going to take? And then, v'shamata v'kolo. V'shamata v'kolo, shvusa v'shamata v'chamecha. And it'll be kibbutz goyach, and everything will be wonderful. Okay. Now, how does this happen? Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zos ha-shar-nuch ha-mitzavcha ha-yom. Lo nifles hi mincho lo rechok hi. He said, there's a whole tariq, mitzvah, a whole dalachik, it's overwhelming. I'm in business. How am I supposed to run my business if I without stealing, without cheating, without lying? It's not beyond you. Torah is telling us a very simple thing. Yeah, there are nisyonos in life, but we have a klal. Kodesh Baruch Hu does not give us a nisyon we can't stand up to. Go throughout Chazal, throughout Rishon. Yeah, nisyonos aren't easy. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu a nisyon, he knew he had the potential. And the purpose of a nisyon is to take the potential and make it actual. You grow from that nisyon. You confront the situation, you overcome it, and you take all the potential inside it. And don't think it's beyond the Lord. The Lord of Hulk is not beyond you. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to do that to you. Lo b'shamayim hi. Now, how does this happen? It happens a very simple way. The Torah jumps to something else. Miyale, l'kochela. So Rashi says, it's a gornei. It's going to happen by Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is the most powerful way of changing a human being. And the Rambam calls, and the Rambam is very clear about it. And our davening was very clear about it. The Rambam says, in the end of Hilchos Megillos, chazer over, 100 times during the year. If a person wants to change himself, he has to immerse himself in mind and Torah, just like you immerse yourself in a mikveh. The mikveh purifies the guf, Torah purifies the neshama. But it's very hard to learn Torah. So what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Making a mistake. I didn't put it, if that's the only way, and it was up in Shemayim, you have to have Elon Musk give you some sort of a rocket going up all the way up to Shemayim to get it. But no. He didn't do that. He made it easy for you. There has never been a door that Limud HaTorah has been as easy as an our door. If you want. And with that, nothing is beyond us. It's wherever you want. And this is telling you a very important yisrael. This is what the Rambam says. It's in the heart of every human being to do the right thing. More than that. Amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, before I was born, a malach taught me the whole Torah. And just as about to be born, malach slammed me over here, and I forgot it. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying a very, very simple idea. Gemara is saying the most natural thing for a person to learn is Torah. Because he already learned it. It's relearning it. It's built into my neshama. Deep in my neshama is Shas. Deep in my neshama is Shulchan Aruch. It's part of me. It's not foreign. It's not foreign to me. Ki karov alech hadova ma'ol. Nefricho ha-Torah nitno acha. Gave it a matona. This is an interesting medrash. Kisisa. Medrash Tanchuma. The pasuk says, Vayiten ha-Moshe ke-chaloso le-daber ito. Vayiten is loshen matona. It says, 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai. And he learns the Torah. The Torah teaches him Torah. The whole Torah. He spoke to Chazir that night. Next morning, he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I forgot the whole thing. Right. Baruch Hu said, no problem. Go over it again. That night, Moshe spoke to Chazir. Next morning, he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forgot it again. Hold on for 39 days. Now, then, the fourth day, Moshe Rabbeinu turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, listen, I have to go down and give Klal Yisrael the Torah. I don't know anything. Rabbi Baruch says, don't worry, here's just a matana. What are Chazal trying to tell us with this story? Chazal are trying to tell us with this story a very simple idea. If Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't tried for 39 days, put all his kashrus in, and remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was not a simple human being. On day 40, what? But if you put that effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you as a matana. That's why it's not beyond you. He taught it to me, some malach taught it to me before I was born. So, man, before I was born, I knew unbelievable Torah from Brachas Toksin. Dal Chakishnor, I got a slam. Forgot it, but it's deep down inside of me. Kadosh Baruch Hu enables me, if I make that effort, to really have the potential come actual. And on this pasuk is an unbelievable Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows, Bechira Chavshis is not a metzius. It's a myth. What is it mean? Do I have Bechira Chavshis? I don't have Bechira Chavshis. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying very important yisad. Most people never exercise the Bechira Chavshis. What is it? Most people, what do they do? Their friends tell them this. They get banned for all sorts of influences. They never take their life in their hands. Ovacharta b'chaim is take your life in your hands. It's your life. It's no one else's life. Your life is what you make it and what you do with it. Chart v'chaim, v'matichi atav v'sarecha.